Vikings are victorious in their U.S. Bank Stadium regular season debut. This is the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, Mike Wobschall. A great way to christen the new stadium with a victory over your Bortle rivals in a tight one. But the Vikings come out on top. Where do we begin? Sam Bradford's debut or Mike Zimmer's defense?
Currently, it is the lost voice of the Minnesota Vikings. I was so excited to call that game on the Vikings radio network. I think the defense is the A topic. Granted, there were a lot of penalties, the majority of them defensively, and some big ones too. But five sacks, just like they did at Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron was able to get outside of the pocket a few times too and did run for a touchdown. So it's the same thing we shared between the lines when we were in Nashville. It's a victory, but it's a perfect situation for a coaching staff because with all those penalty yards and the fact that it's a victory, they moved to 2-0, but there's still plenty of things on which the team can improve.
Right. The following players, please stand up. Linval Joseph, Danielle Hunter, Everson Griffin, Brian Robinson, Tom Johnson.
Love him.
All having a hand in a quarterback sack of Aaron Rodgers tonight. Very key in the game.
Now, this is the second game of the season. Minnesota's 2-0, Green Bay's 1-1. We got a long way to go, and we play at Lambeau on Christmas Eve. So you put it in perspective, it was a frenetic scenario at U.S. Bank Stadium tonight. I mean, I've called nearly 300 Minnesota Vikings games, and I'll never forget this night and what the energy was like pregame. You got a long way to go, but you know what? Aaron Rodgers, through seven games, has struggled against Mike Zimmer's defenses, and he looked confused tonight. It's the most confused I've seen Aaron Rodgers look in a football game in quite some time.
Credit to Mike Zimmer and the way his defense executed for that. Offensively, Sam Bradford, 22 of 31, nice. 286 yards, two touchdowns, and what? Zero interceptions. Did not give Green Bay short fields via turnovers. That was key in this game. Sam Bradford's debut, your thoughts?
If the playbook, voluminous as it is 500 pages, he can only possibly know 150. I mean, he seriously can't even know half the playbook, and that's what we got tonight. Had a touch pass to Kyle Rudolph that I loved. The touchdown back right of the end zone to Kyle Rudolph was a great bullet shot. Stephon Diggs is becoming one of the dominating receivers in the entire NFL. And I'm certainly in a second year through two games not going to say Antonio Brown what? DeAndre Hopkins what? It's not like that. But our guy's good, and our guy's fast, and our guy has an edge. And he had a huge game tonight. He and Bradford matched up for nearly 200 yards. And that's all, again, without a running game that was stout. Same thing at Nashville. Two defensive touchdowns, no running game. Tonight, five sacks, bunch of forced fumbles, big pick by Trey Waynes at the end. Still no running game. There still is better with this Vikings team.
Nine catches, 182 yards, and one touchdown for number 14, Stephon Diggs. I'm glad you mentioned Trey Waynes. In closing here on the postgame report brought to you by Gatorade, Trey Waynes picked on a lot during this game by Aaron Rodgers, but kept everything in front of him, did not get beat over the top, and then came up with a very clutch interception at the end of the game. Maybe 26 is growing up before our eyes.
Yeah, you know, Trey, after the Tennessee game, said he led the team in tackles with 12, but he wasn't super happy with his game because, you know, paraphrasing the quote that he had, I think he felt he was too far off the receivers. Different group tonight. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams, Jared Cook is a nice pass-catching tight end. Better than what we saw in Tennessee. The moment was not too big for Trey Waynes. That, for me, that's the A topic with him. I'm not going to analyze his technique. We'll save that for those who know a thousand times more about it than me. I know big moments, and tonight was a big moment, and it was not too big for Trey. I think that's great.
Two straight wins for the Vikings over the Packers in the series, but more importantly, two straight wins to start the season for the Vikings. They are 2-0. Up next, a date with the Carolina Panthers on the road in week three. Cam Newton and the cool Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, it gets
will
easier,
be
right?
A great battle. Never gets easier in the NFL, but the Vikings put on a show here at U.S. Bank Stadium. They opened the new building in the regular season with a 17-14 victory over the Green Bay Packers. Victory, high five.
We're 6-for-6 with that. 4 in the preseason, 2 in the regular season.
We'll keep it going.
I mean, my hand is still red from that hard high five, I think, from the Seattle win in preseason. When are the high fives going to stop? Never!
Hand is sore. Voice is going away, but we have all week to rest up. Catch more from this Vikings victory over the Packers on Vikings.com.